Chapter 4. Continental Divide. While their oxen grazed and rested on the meadows around Fort Laramie, the large party the Donners were with worked at repairing their wagons, cleaning their clothes and equipment, and packing the fresh supplies they had bought. During this period, many of the other trains that had paused at the fort began slowly creaking westward. Soon it became clear that the Donner group and their traveling companions would be among the last to resume their long journey. Clearly, those bound for California had let the thought of a shortcut make them overconfident. They could see their first major obstacle from the top of the bluffs overlooking the fort. These were the Black Hills. From a distance, they looked low and harmless. Their dark appearance came from the thin forests of gnarled junipers and stunted pine trees that covered them. Today, the hills are called the Laramie Range. The name Black Hills has migrated 150 miles north to another set of small mountains in western South Dakota. The North Platte River followed a rough canyon around the northern part of the Laramie Range. Unfortunately, wagons could not push through that canyon. Instead, the emigrants had to climb, with exasperating toil, onto uplands far back from the river. Ahead of them, a series of tributary streams ran from south to north to join the main river. The streams were small, but they had cut deep gashes into the uplands. The wagons had to dive down into each of those boulder-choked ravines and then struggle out again. After several days of this, they came once more to the North Platte River. It was a moment of farewell. The stream that had led them westward for scores of miles bent abruptly to the south. To continue their journey west, the emigrants would have to cross it. Near the present town of Casper, Wyoming, they either appropriated a raft that had been left on the far bank by an earlier party, or they built a new one out of driftwood and pine logs cut down with axes in the nearby forest. The clumsy ferry could carry only a single wagon at a time. Back and forth, back and forth, they went, laboring with long, homemade sweep oars, assisted by windlasses set up on each bank. The several hundred head of livestock that accompanied the caravan had to be driven across the icy current by yelling.